Well, the video that was taken by the Conservatives at 2:35, to be precise, last Thursday, shows Andrew Mackay, a veteran Conservative MP who's the senior parliamentary adviser to David Cameron. It shows him going into Damien Green's office whilst three police officers, one of whom was wearing purple rubber gloves, were carrying out the search of the office. And Andrew Mackay says, "Can I ask what you're doing?" And they say, "Can we ask you to leave?" And Andrew Mackay duly leaves. So that element of the video lasts just a matter of seconds. But the symbolism of that it's meant to show is here are the police in an MP's office, making the point that Conservatives would say that this is breaking and breaching parliamentary privilege.
So, is this a scandal of Watergate proportions?
Well, Ken Clark, the former Home Secretary, would like us to believe that we are now back in Nixonian America. I think I'm not sure that we're quite at that level, but I certainly think that this is very serious, and I think some members of the government, some members of the cabinet, notably Harriet Harman, are waking up to it and realizing that having police marching into the House of Commons to search an MP's office is pretty serious. If the MP in question were a there were the allegations or the suspicion was that he or she were a drug dealer or had done some crime not related to their work as an MP, then of course you open the door and in come the police. But when it is in connection with the parliamentary duties of an MP, of course nobody is above the law, but you need to tread very carefully. And what appears to have happened here is that the Commons authorities did not tread carefully. They allowed the police in, didn't ask too many questions, and that is one of the key areas of where the battle will be today when MPs come back and the Speaker makes a statement.
And it'd be quite a tense confrontation in the Commons.
Well, the Tories are absolutely raging. They're raging with the Speaker because they think that he didn't ask the proper questions. He was too keen and his officials were too keen to allow the police in. So the Conservatives are annoyed with him. They're also furious with the government because they're saying that it was the government that basically gave the nod to the senior civil servants in the Home Office to push on with this inquiry. And when it became pretty clear that the police were involved, and indeed Damien Green was finding himself of interest to the police, that Jackie Smith, the Home Secretary, said, "I don't want to know anything about it." And what the Tories say is that they recognise that the police need to be independent, which is that it's wrong for ministers to direct what the police should do in an operation, but equally, the police can't be out of control. And what people like Michael Howard and Ken Clark, the former Home Secretaries, are saying is that if I, when I was around, when I was Home Secretary, if there had been a suggestion of this seriousness that an opposition spokesman, somebody hoping to become a minister, holding the government to account, was going to be arrested by the police, then I, as Home Secretary, would want to know about that and be able to make a judgment about it. And Jackie Smith said, "I don't want to know."
Well, all this threatens to overshadow the Queen's speech today, Nick, but partly because we know pretty much the contents of it already.
Well, yes, that's the thing about Gordon Brown's government, that he does draft Queen's speeches, so we sort of know what's in it, and obviously the game to play is what's not going to be in it. But yes, I think these events are going to overshadow the Queen's speech. The Conservatives have been quite careful not to sort of get too carried away. There was a suggestion by some Conservatives that they were so angry and they so wanted to make their point that they were going to delay the Queen's speech. Now, the danger with that is that you end up looking not like a government in waiting, but some sort of revolutionary cell. And the leadership have really attempted to sit on that and say, no, we must allow the key event of tomorrow, which is the Queen's speech, to proceed on time without disruption. And it's after that, at 2:30 this afternoon, when MPs come back from their lunch to have the political debate on the Queen's speech, that is the moment to make their point. And their chance will come, obviously, when the Speaker makes his statement at 2:30. And what the Conservatives are saying is if the Speaker at that point won't allow questions, then we will shower him with points of order. So we'll just see how it all pans out.